military contract with the Western Wisconsin system in the program. A pretty good Democrat in Minnesota, I think, Barry Bonner, who not so much as Wisconsin. I guess we can add that program last week, but we dropped the support button on last year as well as the fact of that program. Try that, and it's a bad thing, but it's not a good thing.
I say that we don't.
I think it would only be, we'd have to really act close in order, we'd have to have a, what we could do for the way of food stuff, and then we would have to be able to give some hope to the MFN thing.
You have to go to war.
And if we did that, like I say, we'll build the Congress, we can get that from the stabilization thing back in again, and we're gonna cut off all economic aid, save it.
$10 million
Oh, that's the DLF. Here's the thing, Cody, you want a lengthy technical assistance program. He thinks it's quite useful.
Yeah, but I think that the
market will come off.
I mean, if you want to, I would be able to get the most stabilization to ask Congress. I don't want to ask them at all, but I mean, gotta ask them.
Cody, but I just, realistically looking at it, I think the chance of seeing these fellow votes for Yugoslavia in a roll call and that thing is gonna be tough, unless we can figure out some way to get it in some Senate bill.
Well, there's a tactical problem, because also George poses in this message, which you have to have time to read, a longer range and a larger question as to whether we ought not really to try quite hard through the executive branch and through this victim and in other ways to try and get people to see that Yugoslavia is a really different problem. Now, George probably is running the reality. It's a big missionary job. It's not going to be done in a few months' time.
Well, if the Chinese and then, you know, these helps. Situation of this division there made somewhat easy in addition, but really screwed us up in that neutral continent, your speech.
And they're going to make another speech.
He made a speech today, except their views almost identical to those of the Soviet Union.
He repeated what he had said before, that their views on foreign policies were identical or near to the Soviet Union. However, he admitted that there were differences between the Soviet Union, but these are on party and ideological.
It's all easy for somebody to pick up, though. It doesn't sound good. And it puts
not hell, man.
All these issues.
I was extremely impressed with this airman from Canada, which does leave out almost leaves out.
Oh, you need to be right.
His own grade.
Very well written.
No, it says that. Specifically points out that Peel not only has made this trouble for himself, but he's to keep on making it.
But somehow we just have to help him.
This is our power to deal with it.
I'm trying to
laugh at him. Even though he's a communist, in our interest that the country is dissociated to a large extent from the bond. And this is the policy position that he's trying to get to.
Well, my problem is I don't think that with your speeches and this I think it's probably difficult to figure out how the Congress is going to vote for that in the stabilization. But actually, this is the, how much is the trade amount to?
About $14 million a year.
And how much would this add to it?
I think it's going to drop to around 20. I think that I have to figure out all my...
How much do we sell there? About as much as they sell us?
We sell much more if you suppose they can steal 480.
Yeah, but I mean,
that's right. We sell them more.
Well, that's one thing at present. The other is the military sales program, which is, as you know, has a long history, and the problem, essentially, Ross and Bill know better than I, but essentially is to find ways and means of continuing to sell replacement parts so as to keep in effect what we have given them in the past. I don't think we have much beyond that.
D is a great war. And you can put when you stopped everything last August, you couldn't very well certify the version of such spare parts. We find those issues here in the United States. Why did Congress expect it that that's what the
I don't care if it's been right to say it's vital and they can, somebody will get up and say it ain't vital.
Congress
give me about 3 pages to find it, what state of the nation really should be changed, number one, and what we could offer bills, and as I say, what I think we ought to offer is economic aid. You can't get the most state of the nation, and we ought to continue with the economic aid.
Thank you, my good determination.
But I would rather cut the aid than...
So would the human mind.
Yeah. So I think this is the thing to say to Mills, to say to leadership, but I get everybody in here, the time to be in the get by, quick roll call in January.
I think you can make an effective case for these people. See, a lot of things are happening in Saudi, and the common market is going to hurt. If we do this on top of the common market, they have no choice but to go back.
And even they're going back, though, is what everybody will argue with Khrushchev's business disputes. They're going back. It's a separation.
Now, this subtle technical argument of the nature and behavior of communists, the fact is he's not going.
From a Soviet standpoint, I'm sure they think he's
phenomenologically
more for us than for them, but from their
standpoint. But anyway, I think we have to that's what we're going to try to do in education, put together a proposal on economic aid. We try to save the nation in return. We drop off the economic aid to Yugoslavia. We can get Congress to go that. My guess is they probably won't. They'd rather not be on record.
Then we go back the other way.
And we'll have to go with the economic aid.
Evil in the Soviet bloc, and
obviously the lines are down. Well, we should think of some compromise in the most put it in discretion of mind or something.
I think there's another tactical thing that's worth our doing, Mr. President, which is when we've got this argument framed, to send it to Belgrade and let George comment on it, so that he feels that he's joined in Texas.
Couldn't we get that one of those things where it says that it's there yet?
Yeah.
But I don't know how much they
need to be on the
state.
Waiver clause.
We've been some work for a
couple of years. All right, okay. Well, they must get this ready, and I'll get some mail. Now, the other question is something in the military.
And when you want to make this?
I'll make this the appeal. Is this another economic aid or military?
No, not a military aid waiver. You want to do that before?
How do we give them military assistance?
You have to make it make
money. And what kind of military assistance do they want? They ask for any.
Air possibly,
Do they produce bill or do they?
They have cash on the
boat. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Not new aircraft. I don't know what that. This is all that already of spare parts and
everybody. So told them it's one for the other. And how many plane loads spare? I mean, how many planes have they got at that?
Well, they've got about 270 or 80 now.
You gave them what you told them.
Yeah,
we agree we're going to give them spare parts.
We didn't contractually because certainly.
Did I say that we told them this because we sold spare parts?
I don't think you can, but I'll check that.
Why do we see how much we could, if we could be controversial, we could get
The timing on this would be relevant, as Ross says. You may want to do this after
before. But I mean, we may not want that to make a play in the
Congress. Yeah.
It wouldn't seem to be a directly related to this.
Make a determination and then hold on the
action. Yeah, this isn't a very good week to do it, is it? Because it's Tito, Yugoslavia.
No, this one waits. It's not very long.
I will check.
What sort of play this speech gets?
You wouldn't want to wait until you've gone up to the MFN.
That's what I'm thinking of is the bus they raised in Texas, remember when those Yugoslavs were training down there?
Oh, yes.
I just think that what we ought to do is you can get this package together and mail it to anybody else who will buy it at all. And if we see that we're really not going to get in place, I'll recommend it in any case of the administration to clear. Then we will go ahead with our economic aid, and I probably will do this military thing.
If you make a strong case for there being a general
cost,
whatever there is, that shows that.
That's fine.
One of the things that's important is that they're being forced back to the Soviets for military aid, or is that an act of choice on their part?
Well, that's an act of choice.
Okay,
36 seconds excised for reasons of national security.
Why do we want to do it then? What is it?
Cannon's basic argument, Mr. President, is that over a 13-year period we have developed and sustained a pattern in which the whole communist bloc had in front of us the fact that a man could go it on his own, that we had not a decisive but a significant and a constructive role in this, and that it's greatly to our interest, a very modest call in cost for us to continue to assist Tito constitute that example of all other bloc countries.
That is kind of a black one.
Officer of the embassy talked to John Scully.